From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Debbie Elliott. The president of Iran said today his country will not halt its nuclear program, despite new sanctions adopted yesterday by the UN Security Council. Earlier, a government spokesman said Iran would cut back its cooperation with the International Atomic Energy Agency. And as the pressure over Iran's nuclear ambitions builds, the Tehran government is holding 15 British sailors and Marines seized in the Persian Gulf. Joining me now to make sense of these latest developments is Gary Sick, a senior research scholar and professor of Middle East politics at Columbia University. Welcome to the program.
Pleasure to be with you.
I want to start by asking you about Iran's president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Today, he suggested Iran would adjust its relations with nations that are behind the new UN sanctions. What can Iran do here?
Well, Iran has made a number of gestures, sort of vague threats, that they, for the most part, have never really followed through on. They have cut back their cooperation with the IAEA over time. That they have accomplished. They have continued with their centrifuge program slowly, very slowly, but they have continued with it. But other than that, in terms of readjusting their relations with other countries, I've seen very little of that.
Does this to you sound like just a bluff? Are they seriously considering changing diplomatic relations?
My guess would be, and it's at this point only a guess, that they are not planning to change, restructure their diplomatic relations. In fact, they've been doing pretty well with their diplomatic relations on almost every front except the nuclear file. And there, they have sort of decided to be the odd man out, and they're challenging the rest of the world.
You know, President Ahmadinejad was expected to show up at the UN meeting yesterday, but he did not. Why do you think he didn't make the trip?
You know, I can't read his mind, and I can't read the mind of the leadership in Iran. But, you know, Ahmadinejad sponsored a list of, you know, conservatives to run in the election in mid-December. And his list showed up very badly. So it's not beyond the realm of possibility that the Supreme Leader and others decided that having Ahmadinejad come to New York and stage another show would really not do Iran and Iran's interests any good.
Where do you think this nuclear dispute is headed?
I'm personally convinced that it is not headed toward a war or a military confrontation. The United States has been using diplomacy quite effectively at the UN, and it has been relying on diplomacy, and in fact, I personally believe the United States deserves a lot of credit for some very clever diplomatic maneuvering during this period, holding an international coalition together. But I don't see this in itself ending up in a military conflict.
Now, while this nuclear dispute is underway, there also seems to be a standoff between Iran and Britain over the sailors and Marines Iran seized last week in the Persian Gulf. Iran is claiming they were illegally in Iranian waters. Britain denies this and has had no contact thus far with its troops. What does Iran hope to accomplish with this?
Partly, I suspect it's a show of force, that this is saying, in effect, you can't push us around. I think also this can be read as a response to the fact that a few weeks ago, the United States summarily arrested a number of Iranian military people who were, in fact, operating in Iraq at the invitation of the Iraqi government. So Iran probably is not going to say this, but it is entirely possible that these people were taken basically to show if you can arrest our people willfully in Iraq, we can arrest people that you care about as well.
Gary Sick teaches at Columbia University. He served in the Carter administration during the Iranian hostage crisis. Thank you for speaking with us.
It was a pleasure.